Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about people are insane. Well, let's go. Yes, everybody has this little mental delusion in their mind when they're doing insane stuff. Yes, you probably wonder why is Squidward dead right here on my screen? Well, because Squidward is your childhood lost. Well, anyways. Oh yeah, and look at this fucktard. I guess he was practicing witchcraft because they set him on fire. Nope, he's actually trying to rob this house, so the owner gave him a bath. Hope you like eating that spicy meatball. Well, enjoy.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four. We've got millions of free Child Place holidays available, with 22 kilograms of baggage included. But now, with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected.
Don't fucking steal. It's a given. You fuck around, you find out. Yeah, that's what happened to the stupid nigger. He was playing around games, trying to get into this house, and he got fucked. So yeah, man, don't be stealing shit. You start stealing, and then you're gonna get fucked. So yes, friends, don't fucking steal. Just don't, because then you get fucked. Just saying. Yes, have you noticed that the ones doing this shit are niggers? Or they're fucking darker as fuck? Yeah, man, it's not my fault that I see this, it's just that my eyeballs perceive this shit. Yeah, I'm not trying to say that I just see black or white, but... I don't know, man. These people do some dumb shit. Here, I got another clip of a nigger doing stupid shit on a subway! So, enjoy! That's fucking disgusting. He puts that metal handrail right between his ass cheeks and then leaves a little piece of fucking cake on that fucking railing. That is so disgusting. How many people touch that railing and it's all full of fucking people's hand funk? Yeah, and he puts that shit on his ass. Inside is between his butt cheeks. Does it like feeling metal things right there? It's fucking disgusting. Now, not only his ass was contaminated with fucking hand gunk, now the fucking handrail is filled with his ass filth. God damn it, man, these people are so fucking stupid, but yet they're coming in the millions into your country, and what are you gonna do? Well, I know what I'm gonna do, but, good thing I don't ride the fucking bus or any public system, because I got my car, and you guys fucking suck, just saying. God damn it, look at this nigga, what he's doing, is he a pole dancer? Yeah, just like a fucking stripper on the fucking pole. He's doing his little fucking lap dance bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, do you want this guy holding your dick like that and rubbing his ass cheeks all over your cock? I don't, but hell, I bet some people do. Whatever, well, let's continue. This dirty motherfucker really needs to wash his ass. It's all full of fucking nasty ass fucking cake fudge nasty bleh. What the hell's wrong with these people? Don't these people hurt a fucking toilet paper? Wipe your ass. Go take a shower. I guess this guy must be fucking Parpaji because he's allergic to soap and water, I'm guessing. Well, anywho, let's continue. Yes, friends, these people are suffering from Down syndrome. They do some stupid bullshit. Yeah, niggers are fucking stupid. Then you got these fucking trendy doing stupid shit. Oh yeah, look at this. Fucking fun times indeed. Oh yeah, and don't worry, to end this fucking little video, I put some shit with fucking Jews. Yes, lovely people. Oh yes, fellas, look at this. We got this lovely dragon lady. She's simping for Israel. But you want to see what she gets for doing all this? Oh yes, you're going to see the kind of prizes she gets from the Jew Day. Yay! Let's watch.
Elohim, love Israel. Praise God. God love Israel. May God have love.
Yes, look at this fine young Jewish lad. He showed his love for Israel by spitting a big old loogie on this dumb bitch's face. Oh yes, You think that Israel gives a shit about the goy? Apparently not. And this stupid bitch still gonna keep on simping. Why? Because she's a stupid woman. Enough said. Well, lady, at least it wasn't cum that he spat at you. Yeah, because I'm sure that little boy's breath fucking smells like fucking rabbi dick. Don't you think so? Yes, these people are fucking insane, but hell, that's the world that we live in, so let's continue. I wonder when the world will stop simping for Israel. Probably never, because people are fucking idiots.
No.
Yeah, look at this old creep lunge at you. He's like a fucking zombie from Resident Evil. Yeah, let this old freak fucking gum you to death. Enjoy.
Whoa.
Ooh, slap. Yeah, that old creep fucking put you in your place, didn't he, fucking bitch? Yes, that's what happens when a bitch give you attitude. You drop it like it's hot. Yeah, man, fucking dumb bitches. They don't like getting hurt, but they put themselves in these stupid positions. So yeah, in my opinion, women love getting smacked. Oh yeah, it's just part of the DNA. There's some women believe that if you don't hit them, you don't love them. So yes, especially in the wetback community. How do I know that? Because I'm a wetback, that's why I know these kind of shits. So, it is what it is, but I don't care. Let's continue.
He slapped my face!
Wow.
He slapped my face!
Yeah, you dumb bitch, you not only got slapped by an old fucking pedophile, now you got smacked by a backpack by this stupid kaiju. Yeah, be careful, this fucking squid has tentacles growing out of his skull. He might choke you with them, so be careful, lady. Just saying. This bitch says that her heart is breaking. I think that's your ass tearing from the fucking butthole being spread wide open for being stupid. Yes, these guys fucking hate you, but people don't understand this stuff. Yeah, when someone openly starts talking you hate and starts doing these kind of shits, they don't fucking love you. Most likely they want you dead. Yes, friends. So when someone hates on you, what are you gonna do? I don't know. I know what I personally gonna do, but most people are going to be faggots and they're going to take it in the ass. Well, that's what they get. Weak people should eat shit and die. Just an opinion, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a stupid fucking retard, right? Making videos and showing you fucking dildos and weird nasty shit, right? Well, anyways, I better go get out of here before someone says that I'm perverting the next generation or some shit. Yeah, I'm grooming people. Yeah, but at least when I groom people, I'm not trying to touch them. I'm just opening the eyes like in Clockwork Orange. Yeah, friends. Am I that fucking bad? Apparently, but whatever. This is the world we live in. Well, anyways, just keep on stacking your money and get stronger. Yeah, start working out, friends, because the world's getting fucked. So you don't get fucked, okay, friend? Just keep on moving forward. So, goodbye.
I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Where were you on September 11th?
I was home.
Big catastrophe, and I'm Israeli, and I hope that now people understand what we have to deal with, the kind of people that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
One of the great rabbis in Israel, Hasidish Rabbi. They prayed Mincha with Minyan in front of everybody passing in Manhattan. Where? Right there, near the World Center. After he finished the davening, the prayer, he said, say bye-bye to those buildings because you are not going to see them no more.
For example, Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. Told us the operatives have been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.